the devil's advocates. Because freedom!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Got Fancy Brian here with me in the world headquarters. He's screening the calls, doing the drops, being super cool. He's got all that stuff going for him.
Saying the things, got the whatnot.
You can be part of this big production at 844-967-2789. Fancy, wanna turn our attention back down to Texas for a bit longer. Now, I spent some time in Texas when I was in the military. Fort Sam Houston. Spent 6 months. Loved it. You know, if you got to be in the military in Texas, Fort Sam is a great station.
Now, I know it says Sam Houston, but is that located near Houston?
San Antonio, actually.
Okay.
We'd San Antonio is a cool town. Oh, it was great, man. We'd great go town. To the Mexican flea markets. We'd go to the Riverwalk.
Oh, the Riverwalk is awesome in San Antonio.
The hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Well, they love the service guys. Mm-hmm. So we'd all go running off and get hotel rooms on Friday night. And, you know, we'd head back to base on Sunday. But, yeah, San Antonio.
San Antonio. I like El Paso. I like Austin a lot. It's a cool. Dallas itself is a really cool town.
I went to Houston. Dom and I went to Houston where this apparent Republican GOP convention was very recently. We went down there for the presidential debate. I just remember it being hot. And the traffic driving very, very fast in Houston.
That's pretty much the same thing here. I'm still hot thinking about it.
Let's talk a little bit more about the platform of the GOP. TheHill.com reporting, Brad Dress, Texas GOP adopts an anti-LGBTQ platform, refers to being gay as abnormal. Well, that's how to move the party forward, isn't it?
You know what I think is abnormal? Continuing to go on about an election that you completely lost.
Having a party platform predicated on the Old Testament of the Bible.
Yeah.
In 2022.
Caring so much about other people's genitals that you're willing to put it front and center on your campaign. We care so much about other people's genitals and what they do with them.
Let me read a little from the reporting at the Hill. Doesn't say exactly about the genitals thing, but let me read a little. The Texas Republican Party adopted a new platform on Saturday that refers to homosexuality as abnormal and opposes all efforts to validate transgender identity. The Texas GOP party adopted the 40-page platform at its biennial convention in Houston after passing the party's new guiding principles, which include a section called Homosexuality and Gender Issues. I'm not a big fan of the transgisters, I don't think. The section includes a formal position declaring the state GOP party is against giving a special legal status to gay men or women, and that they support people who oppose homosexuality based on faith, religion, or belief in traditional values. I'm just bigoted. I just don't like gay people. Well, that's good enough for us, right? Traditional values.
That must suck. Like, your whole life must suck if you get so upset about other people. Oh, my gosh. Like, what do you do with your life that you care so much?
I mean, really, in the whole scheme of the world, do we have the right to not be offended by other people's lifestyle choices or not choices, depending on your point of view? But even if it were a choice, so what? It's not your choice. I don't understand why somebody else's lifestyle, what I do in my bedroom or you do in yours or Dom does in several bedrooms and kitchen counter and all that kind of stuff, I don't see why that matters to you. You being the generic, the broader Republican Party.
I think support for Donald Trump is stupid. I just don't think you should be locked up for it or maybe, excluded from rights for it.
844-967-2789. More from the platform of the Republican Party of Texas. Homosexuality is an abnormal lifestyle choice. We believe there should be no granting of special legal entitlements or creation of special status for homosexual behavior, regardless of the state of origin. So in other words, what, you get married in the state of Wisconsin, they're not going to acknowledge it in the state of Texas? A wave of anti-LGBTQ bills have flooded red states this year, with Republican leading majorities specifically targeting the transgender community. And Texas has passed laws banning the participation of transgender youth in sports and prohibiting the discussion of sexual orientation or transgender identity in public schools. The Movement Advancement Project gives Texas a low rating for LGBTQ rights. Oh, that's a shocker. Texas Governor Greg Abbott drew backlash earlier this year when he ordered state officials to investigate parents of transgender children who allow their child to undergo gender-affirming care, which the state attorney general, Ken Paxton, called child abuse. The indicted felon, Ken Paxton. Why has he not, you know, had his day in court? But I read on. The directive is still being challenged in court after a judge recently halted the investigations. At the Texas Republican Party convention on Saturday, Senator Ted Cruz spoke in opposition to what he called the woke agenda from the left and discussed Disney's new Lightyear movie with the popular Buzz Lightyear character from the Toy Story franchise, because one scene includes a same-sex couple kissing.
Oh my goodness, it's almost like a lot of people's families in all across America.
Like, just leave the kids alone, Cruz said. Consenting adults, you can do what you want to do. Not in Texas. Not under your platform, but let me read on. But this culture assault is driven by radical leftists who want to tear down America. The party's new platform was adopted during Pride Month. Yeah, that's a nice little side note. A time when the LGBTQ community and the movement's supporters rally and hold events in support. The community has been on edge during festivities this month after 31 members of the Patriot Front, a far-right white supremacist organization based in Texas, were arrested earlier this month in Idaho for conspiracy to riot at a Pride event.
Stupid losers, and a lot of them, by the way, were from the North Dallas suburbs area.
And you know what was also very unusual, Fancy Brian? They all wore masks. It's almost like, you know, if you want to cover your face with like a Klan hood or a ski mask to try and be sort of less than fully transparent.
Well, it was part of the uniform.
Well, apparently that's, you can breathe through that mask. So anyways, come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. It is the Monday edition, and you can be a part. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. More of us, more of you if you call.
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
Transgender troops in our bathroom.
Can we marry dogs?
Freedom!
Ted Cruz.